Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
From Tokyo, it's Paralympic silver medalist Nicole Turner. How's it going? How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Jesus, missus, you must be still buzzing.
To be honest, it still hasn't sunk in. Like, even last night and leading into this morning, I was getting text messages being like, you just won a silver medal. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't really feel real.
First of all, congratulations. You're an absolute hero. How long have you been working towards that medal?
I mean, I'm going to say the past 5 years. The 5 years have been ever since Rio 2016. I was half second off a bronze medal in Rio. So I think from then going into Tokyo, the aim was to always get on the podium. But then just as the years and years have gone on, like, the training has got more fierce, but also the competition.
Yeah.
So coming into Tokyo, I wasn't guaranteed a podium place at all. So I just thought, you know what, just enjoy myself, do what I can do, and whatever that may bring in the end, I'll be happy with. And it brought a silver medal.
Unbelievable. And just for people listening, I heard you were doing 3 hours. Is it 3 hours in the pool a day you were doing?
Yeah, between two and a half and three. And then, so we do about 14 hours of swimming a week. And then we'd have 3 hours of gym on top of that.
Oh my God. Now, your dad was already looking forward to the next games, but as a 19-year-old, you've got to live in the moment. How are you going to spoil yourself?
I mean, the next 5 weeks out of the swimming pool is the first spoil. I mean, as a 19-year-old, I know we are still in a bit of lockdown, but I have made a lot of sacrifice to meeting up with friends, going out for dinners and all that sort. So I think, yeah, I am going to go home, rest and recover, but just to try and spend a good bit of time with my friends and family, and just to live a bit of a social life while I can and not have to be in a swimming pool every day.
You put school on hold for this. What gave you the belief to stay at it, I suppose, when the games were called off in 2020?
I think just the support network we have behind us. Like, yeah, there was uncertainty even before the games got called off, whether it was going to happen at all. But we had a brilliant support network behind us. We were at the pool for 2.5 months, but I suppose that just made us realise the love we have for the sport. And then going to the new season, we just couldn't wait to actually get to Tokyo, and getting here was a bonus, but then bringing home medals is the icing on the cake.
Speaking of the love, I mean, there was a great crowd in Port Darlington watching with your parents. How important has that community support been for you?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, going back to 2016 in Rio, they were a huge support there. They supported my mom and dad to actually come and watch me swim in Rio. But unfortunately, this year there was no crowd. So then that's when they decided, you know what, well, I'll go to the Turner's backyard and support her from there. And I'm from a really small community, but the amount of support I get from that community is sensational.
Could you feel the support coming from that back garden?
I didn't even know RT were there until until Darren from RT interviewed me after my race and said that they were with my parents. So it was a bit of a shock to me. But then looking back last night and seeing the reaction of everyone there, that makes it that even more special. Like, it is a lot for me. But to just think that, like, as I said before, my mom gave up her job. My dad has a full-time job. Just to think the amount of work that they put in, seeing them so happy for me is just, it's amazing.
The first conversation you had with your family on the phone after you won the medal, what was that like?
Well, I actually got in trouble because I FaceTimed my brother instead of my dad. Mom and my dad.
Dead. Were there tears?
No, there wasn't actually. I saw a lovely video of my mom last night and she had tears after my race, but it was quite funny. They were kind of like, they wanted to speak to me, but then they were like, oh, such a body's here, they want to talk to you. And I was kind of like,
you're being passed around.
I rang to speak to them specifically. But no, they were all just absolutely buzzing over there.
And can we just clarify, you text your mum back? We know she was giving out, you hadn't replied to her text.
I've texted her back. I've rang her numerous times. I even rang her. It was like 12:30 at night last night. I couldn't sleep for the life of me. So I was like, you know what? I'll ring her for the chats. And I did.
Good on you. Listen, you're a young woman yourself. This is your second Paralympics. What would you say to young listeners who dream of achieving big things like you have?
I think to just tell them, if they have a love for something, go at it and stay at it. Like, from a young age, I did love swimming, but then when swimming got a bit seriously and the hours up and the sacrifice came in, not that I didn't enjoy it anymore, but I did find it quite difficult when my friends are having sleepovers on Friday night. I couldn't go because I was swimming on a Saturday morning. And it was always my parents and my coaches that told me, yeah, but Nicole, this one day this is going to pay off. And that day was yesterday. All that sacrifice I made, yeah, there were a few tears when I couldn't go to my friend's birthday party or something, but all that sacrifice that's been made, and to get on a Paralympic podium yesterday, was a dream come true. So I think to just, if you have a love for it, stay at it, and you will achieve what you want to achieve out of it.
I bet that slumber party was useless anyway. Probably no crack without you there. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't worry about it. There'd be plenty more of them to come.
I can have as many parties as I want now.
Woo-hoo! Party time for you. Listen, you totally deserve it. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.